2014 was a hectic year for RNLI lifeboat stations. Their crews launched 1,089 times, bringing more than 1,400 people to safety. Those figures for last year also show that more and more people are getting into difficulty while out on leisure crafts. Owen Medland is the RNLI operations manager. He joins us on the phone. Owen, good morning.
A very good morning to you, Rachel, from quite a wild Belmullet in County Mayo.
Right. I hope you're not too busy in that neck of the woods today. Will you tell us about your year? Was it particularly busy?
It was, and where we've seen a significant increase is in the number of people we've been bringing to safety, a 10% increase from the 45 lifeboat stations that were operating around the island of Ireland. And it's a complete spectrum of different call-outs, and what we would continually urge is that people take basic precautions when they're... We want them to enjoy the water, obviously, but take the basic precautions, and if someone sees someone in difficulty, to dial 999 or 112 and seek the assistance from the Coast Guard.
Now, I have a feeling that most of us might reckon that your busiest stations would be maybe those close to the coast, but in actual fact, your busiest station last year was at Loch Ree in Athlone.
Very much so, and Loch Ree, one of the youngest lifeboat stations, only set up by the RNLI a couple of years ago, and 69 launches there last year and bringing 142 people into safety. And that's comparable with Hoth and Dunleary, who launched 117 times during 2014. And really, it just goes to show that our lochs, our inland waterways, our beaches, and as well as the traditional commercial aspects of fishing, they come together to show that there is danger in every waterborne environment.
Because looking at your figures, I noticed that Enniskillen on RNLI, which is close to Loch Earn, of course, that was also particularly busy.
Yes, and the presence on the inland waterways, we operate a station also at Loch Derg, is showing the RNLI's expansion across the board. During 2014, we've set up a trialling a new all-weather lifeboat at Clifton and a new lifeboat station at Union Hall in Cork. Many of your viewers will remember the tragedy of the Teat Bonhomme in Cork there a few years ago. And really, the RNLI as a charity is looking to try and continue to expand its operations to prevent loss of life through drowning.
It is amazing work that your volunteers do. How do you fund what you do?
Well, we're a community-based organisation and a charity. We celebrated our 190th year last year, and it really is the communities that we're based in that keep the RNLI going. 100% charity, and our crews are volunteers. They're people's next-door neighbours, sons and daughters that are prepared to get up in the middle of the night at any time of the day or night 24/7 and go and respond. And as well as that, the employers that actually release our volunteers to undertake their service, and it is the communities that we're based in that support us.
Well, Owen, thank you very much indeed for taking our call this morning, and I hope you have a slightly quieter 2015.
Many thanks indeed, Rachel.
Not at all. Owen Medland there, who's the RNLI operations manager. The time is 9 minutes to 8.